As for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely, some that rain heavy in the mid-70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms. Again, some that rain heavy will drop down to the mid-60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warmer in the lower 80s. Saturday night, mostly clear, 62. Right now, it's 70.
Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. Kansas reporting that its tax collections were slightly higher than expected in July. The Department of Revenue said yesterday that the state collected $496 million in taxes last month, when its official revenue forecast predicted $494 million. The $2 million difference was a surplus of 0.4%. Colorado authorities have located the body of a teenager who was missing after being swept away by a river. The Aspen Daily News reports the 16-year-old girl was taken by the Roaring Fork River while swimming Wednesday. The girl's body located yesterday near the Devil's Punch Bowl, a popular summer recreation spot about 9 miles east of Aspen. KWCH-TV reports the Pitkin County, Colorado Sheriff's Office has identified the teen as Jamie Tran of Wichita. The Sheriff's Office said they received a report Wednesday afternoon that the girl was crossing the river when she was swept downstream by strong current. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to enter the workforce and have little or no experience? Maybe you need a career change. Are you wanting to make a living while making a difference in someone's life? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the El Dorado Correctional Facility is just the place for you. We're now hiring entry-level correctional officers. No experience necessary, and we'll provide a 6-week paid training program to start you on a career path with the Kansas Department of Corrections. We offer a competitive wage of $18.26 an hour. Benefits include health insurance, paid sick leave, vacation leave, and a retirement plan. We're seeking highly motivated individuals ready to accept the challenge of a unique and rewarding profession. If you're over 18 and a high school grad or GED, we want to talk to you. Please go to our Facebook page or submit an application at jobs.ks.gov. The El Dorado Correctional Facility is an equal opportunity employer. We certainly provide preference to current or former military service members. Again, find us on Facebook or go online to jobs.ks.gov and start a new career path today.
A 22-year-old Topeka man was sentenced to life in prison this week after being convicted of killing 3 people in downtown Lawrence. Anthony Laron Roberts Jr. was sentenced yesterday in the October 2017 shootings that killed 22-year-old Leah Elizabeth Brown of Shawnee, 20-year-old Colwyn Lynn Henderson III of Topeka, and 24-year-old Trey Mel Dupre Dean Rayton of Topeka. The Lawrence Journal-World reports 2 others were shot but survived. The shooting started with a fistfight between 2 groups of Topeka men who had previous confrontations and ended when more than 20 shots were fired. Authorities in Saline County say a body exhumed this week could be that of a woman missing from Belgium. Saline County Sheriff Roger Solden said this week that DNA will determine the identity of a body exhumed from the Gypsum Hill Cemetery. The woman referred to as Miss Molly was buried 33 years ago after her body was found in January of 1986 in a creek near Salina. Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say at least 1 person died after a sports utility vehicle rammed into the back of a semi-trailer on I-80 in south-central Nebraska. That crash occurring around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, about 4 miles west of the Wood River exit. Hall County Sheriff Rick Conrad said the semi had stopped in the eastbound lanes because of construction. The person killed was in the SUV. At least 1 other person was injured. The Nebraska State Patrol has claimed the top spot in this year's Best Looking Cruiser contest organized by the American Association of State Troopers. The contest, which was decided by a vote of the public, included photos of cruisers from state and highway patrols across the entire country. The Nebraska State Patrol finished in first place and will be featured on the cover of the 2020 American Association of State Troopers magazine. NSP Trooper Clint Zost took the photo. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
One thing you don't want associated with your harvest this go-around is downtime. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Moundridge can take care of all your harvest-related equipment. Combines, tractors, grain trucks and carts, all the machinery associated with your successful harvest this year. MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge has on-the-farm emergency service. Roll your harvest downtime-free with MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge. 800-835-0069.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Partnership for Growth received notice this past week from the Kansas Secretary of Commerce office that the Summerfield Transition Plus project will qualify for $300,000 in tax credits toward a proposed project that would convert the former Summerfield School into a high-tech produce tower farm and greenhouse facility that would incorporate former military transitioning from service into the private sector. The training and hands-on experience would qualify these individuals for later careers in produce farming operations. The project could boost Summerfield and area community population with participants and would serve to support local businesses and services. KNDY will have more details on the project and the grant forthcoming. A total of 17 nonprofit organizations were awarded 70% tax credits to support education, health care, and housing projects statewide. 39 groups had initially applied. U.S. Congressman Steve Watkins will host a Nemahal County Town Hall meeting Monday, August 5th from 1:30 till 2:30 at the Seneca Free Library Community Room. The public is invited. Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers will be in Sabetha Monday evening, August 5th, as part of the Office of Prosperity Listening Tour. The 90-minute facilitated conversation will allow local residents a chance to share and discuss what prosperity looks like to them, and help guide future decisions. This meeting, open to the public, Monday begins at 6 p.m. at the main event, 16 Main Street in Sabetha, and will include brief comments and follow with breakout sessions to outline comments. One final stop is planned in Dodge City, concluding a 12-stop tour of the state. Patrons of a Lynn school attended a recent public meeting to gauge support for and consider options for the high school football program. This season has been scheduled and coaches expect a dozen players, but smaller size classes are coming up. Merging with Washington County appeared the most feasible alternative, as opposed to dropping the program or continuing with limited numbers, which could force forfeits of games if enough players are not available. The outcome was going to students with a survey of interest, which will be considered at the August board meeting. It was noted that class sizes could increase down the road, and new lights, scoreboard, and bleachers have been installed following storm damage, so a future football program still remains a possibility. An agreement merging the district's junior high programs with Lynn in Washington County begins this fall. Superintendent John Wetzel used that meeting to discuss alternatives for construction of a new gym to replace the structure destroyed by a tornado this summer. Many suggested a larger competition-sized complex with expanded commons areas that could be used to host tournaments, perhaps serving multi-purposes. That option and other suggestions will be considered as architects determine cost estimates, which may be discussed at the next board meeting. Repair work continues at Flynn School, including roofing on the Ag Shop and Science Building, and should be largely complete when classes resume this month.
Carolyn Mulhern, age 92 of Beatty, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial St. Patrick's Cemetery. Rosary on Friday, 7 p.m. at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for Carolyn Mulhern.
Marjorie E. Nooch, age 96 of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7
at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Nooch. Norman H. Rippey, age 85, formerly of Marysville, passed away Monday at Smith Center. Funeral service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m., at the American Lutheran Church, Smith Center. Burial in the Fairview Cemetery at Smith Center. All Faith Funeral Chapel, Smith Center, in charge of arrangements for Norman Rippey. Harita V. Doyle, age 91, of Beatrice, formerly of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Harita Doyle. Mary McAtee, age 95, of Marysville, passed away July 21st. Funeral service Saturday at 1 o'clock, First Christian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary McAtee. Larry D. Genrich, age 74, of Odell, passed away Tuesday. Celebration of life service Monday, 10 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Odell. Interment in the Odell Cemetery. Griffith Suvendick Chapel of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Larry Genrich. Marjorie E. Harms, age 73, of Beatrice, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Griffith Suvendick Chapel in Beatrice. Private family interment at a later date at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 2 until 3:30 at the Griffith Suvendick Chapel in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Harms. Joalice Terry, age 75, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Funeral services planned Wednesday, 10:30 at the Waterville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Joalice Terry. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a chicken patty sandwich, tater tots, and mixed fruit. Monday's menu, chicken strips, sweet potatoes, broccoli, wheat bread, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Ladies, Steve and I have a big announcement.
What is it?
Well, summer is here and we feel that it's time to shake things up a bit.
Ooh, I knew this was coming.
So, Sonic Nights are back and they now include real ice cream cookie sandwiches.
Oh my goodness, oh, yes!
So you're not pregnant?
Oh, right. Yeah, and I'm pregnant.
Sonic Nights are back. Hurry in for $1.49 ice cream cookie sandwiches and half-price shakes after 8 p.m. Tax not included. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-ins.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, like I've been mentioning, we still have this very slow-moving low-pressure system across the central and southern parts of the United States, which is going to bring more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head through the day, continuing into tonight, lingering into tomorrow. Finally, this low will move off towards the east, and we have a high-pressure system that will build as we head towards the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week. Otherwise, we are going to see temperatures warm back up as we head into Sunday and into, like I said, the early parts of next week. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, some that rain heavy in the mid-70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms again, some that rain heavy, mid-60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with lingering showers and thunderstorms, then partly sunny skies, lower 80s. Saturday night, mostly clear, and Sunday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, early August, 90, record high on this date, 109 in 2011. The average low, 68, the record low was 53, set in 1977. Sunset this evening, 8:34, sunrise in the morning at 6:25. Well over an inch in the rain gauge already, and moderate showers continue with a cloudy overcast this hour.
Showers across most of our listening area, excepting the farthest northeast corner of Kansas. From Nemahal County points east, not much, if light scattered showers. Otherwise, everything from the west of Lincoln down through the Beatrice, Wymore, Blue Springs area, the northern tier of Kansas counties, and then pretty much the eastern half of Kansas, seeing light to moderate shower activity with heavier storms further to our south. Moderate showers will likely continue then for the next couple of hours, again with over an inch already in the rain gauge. It's 69 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 2nd of August. KNDY News Time is 7:20. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Baseball's division races heat up and football is back. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After making a splashy move at the trade deadline to bolster the rotation, Gerrit Cole received a boost from the Astros' stacked offense in Cleveland.
His pitch is launched. Deep left field, going back on it, Naquin, and it is gone to left field for Bregman. Puts the Astros up 2-0 on his 27th home run of the season.
On KBME, Bregman drove in a pair of runs while Cole extends his winning streak to a career-best 9 games. The Astros cruise past the Indians 7-1. In St. Louis, there's a new leader atop the National League Central.
Here's the one for Witters, and he skies it into right field. That's in for right fielder Castellanos back, and it's over the wall for a 3-run home run.
On KMOX, Wieters' 3-run blast in the 6th put the game away for good as the Cardinals shut out the Cubs 8-0. This is ABC Sports. Are you ready for some football? The 2019 NFL season officially kicked off with the annual Hall of Fame exhibition game in Canton, Ohio. This year's contest featured the Denver Broncos and Atlanta Falcons. Starters for each team did not play as the Broncos edged the Falcons 14-10. The league's new top-earning receiver reported to training camp. Michael Thomas joined the Saints just one day after signing a 5-year, $100 million extension. Back to baseball, the Mets are back in the hunt for the NL wild card.
Pitch to Cano, a curve lined in the air to right towards the line. Garcia, he won't reach it. It's in for a hit. One hops the wall. In to score, McNeil. Alonso will be stopped at third, and going into second, sliding in safely with a double and a run batted in, is Robinson Cano.
On WCBS, behind 7 shutout innings from Zach Wheeler, the Mets completed a 3-game sweep of the White Sox, 4-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump plans to begin enacting additional tariffs on China to pressure negotiators to reach a trade agreement. Talks between the U.S. and China scheduled again in September, according to the White House. President Trump took the trade war on Twitter Thursday afternoon, announcing additional tariffs against China starting in September. Trump said the U.S. will start putting a small additional tariff of 10% on the remaining $300 billion of products coming from China starting September 1. These comments follow a recent meeting between the U.S. and China. Earlier, Trump said the talks were productive, but China yet to follow through on its alleged commitment to purchase U.S. ag products. The move undoubtedly attacked a game at forcing China to commit to a trade agreement. When the U.S. first threatened this new round of tariffs early in the year, China struck back with the threat to raise tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods. A coalition of biofuel supporters have asked the federal court to take action against the EPA's small refiner waivers. The petition filed earlier in the week asked a federal appeals court to lift a stay it placed in a 2018 petition, asking the court to protect the renewable fuel industry from undue harm caused by the waivers. The group includes Growth Energy, Renewable Fuel Association, National Farmers Union, and others. The coalition says EPA's current regulations factor only in the future of small refiner exemptions granted prior to compliance year, despite most of the exemptions granted in recent years have been for compliance periods that have already ended. The coalition asking for the stay to give EPA time to review the request to reconsider its current regulations. EPA's response, though, has never arrived, but EPA statements and actions over the last 13 months indicate the EPA has effectively denied that request, according to the coalition. Not content to wait further, the coalition asked the court to step in and restart the proceedings. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Make plans to celebrate the 50th annual Beatty Milo Festival Saturday, August 17th.
The fun kicks off Friday night with a petting zoo, pony rides, kitty carnival with free hot dogs and ice cream for the kids. Then on Saturday, show your best Milo or corn exhibit. Take in a day of fun with a truck show, a vendor fair, softball, and kids' games, including bounce houses. New events this year include helicopter rides, cornhole competition, and a water barrel war. Plus a big parade Saturday at 4, followed by the annual chicken and pork chop barbecue. The Southwind Coalition Band is live Friday night at 10, and the Out Loud Band Saturday at 9 with free fireworks. It's the 50th annual Beatty Milo Festival, August 17th.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. The United States Senate passed and sent to President Trump a bipartisan budget deal that boosts domestic and military spending, blocks contentious policy writers, and averts a federal debt crisis and another government shutdown. The Senate gave its stamp of approval to the budget deal the White House and congressional Democrats struck last month, easing the way to pass individual spending bills in September. Passage of the top-line spending levels was key to boosting September chances to enact a fiscal year 2020 USDA spending bill, weighed down by policy riders and a $24 billion House-passed version. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The administration successfully kept far-left poison pills and policy riders entirely out of the process. No poison pills, a big win for the White House.
Removing the so-called poison pills ended 30 riders, like those impeding USDA's pork slaughter rule and relocation of USDA research agencies ERS and NIFA. But Democratic leader Chuck Schumer also claimed big wins for his side.
Not only does this agreement end the sequester, it includes a significant increase in support for domestic priorities. In fact, the budget deal increases domestic budget authority $10 billion more than defense.
The Senate voted 67 to 28 to send the House-passed two-year budget debt funding deal to the president in a rare display of bipartisanship.
I urge my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to vote yes.
The budget passage now ends spending uncertainty for ag and other sectors. It keeps the government open and averts a U.S. debt crisis, although lawmakers must still pass agency spending bills in September. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The all-important corn pollination time is right upon us, or we hope it is. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
They say that with age comes wisdom, and I'm not saying that the wise Dale Dirkholtz is old, but he has recently retired from his corporate job, and he continues his agricultural market analysis through his own company, Grain Cycles. You can follow him on Twitter at @grain_cycles. And like everybody else, he's waiting to see how the corn crop, the late planted 2019 corn crop, is going to turn out. Pollination time, which we all watch so carefully to try to gauge what the yield is going to be, is coming up, and which will be the most critical 10 to 14 day period for this crop?
Oh, the next month. Yeah, that's truth, you know. But you do hit on a key valid point at this juncture. You know, I mean, we get the weekly reports that come out every Monday. Hey, of crop condition and crop progress. People are looking at the condition, I think, still too much. I think this year you got to be careful because the most important aspect of the crop, corn or beans, either one, is the progress and where we're at. Because with corn, we were 17% pollinated on the one we had last Monday. That's about 2 weeks behind normal. So what you're doing here, if you have a normal fall, is that you're compressing the time you can put kernels in the ear or fill kernels. So we really need to pay more attention to the progress numbers, I think, this year than we do the condition ratings.
Have you been able to get your arms around just how much of this corn crop is going to be in jeopardy of finishing or not finishing?
I think a lot of it is. But again, that goes back into a normal year. A lot of people are going, what if we have an early frost? And I'm going, I don't want to play that game because early frosts tend to happen more when we have dry soils. And this year we don't have dry soils in a major way anyway, although we are drying out in some areas that I'm aware. And we're going to dry out this week with the temperatures, but next week we get a little better. But the question becomes then, do we have a normal end of the growing season and that's what you got to count on? Or do we end up with a year like 2009, for example, where, well, what seemed like Christmas Day before we ever had a frost? You know, so we've got to work with the weather as we go through time because we can't look at weather into the fall other than we know where normal is and it does put the crop at risk.
Farm market analyst Dale Durkholz. You can follow him grain_cycles. On Twitter. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:30 from KNDY. Thunder and lightning, now the pitter-patter of raindrops as moderate shower activity covers most of our listening area, tapering off some to our east. But for the most part, eastern half of Kansas, with the exception of the far northeast corner, then lingering up into southeast, south-central Nebraska. And we'll see these showers continue for the next perhaps couple of hours. Already an inch in the rain gauge and more falling. 69 degrees this morning. Moderately cooler temperatures today ahead of a pleasant weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. The NCAA introduced yesterday a new arm of rules enforcement made up of independent investigators, advocates, and decision makers to handle complex cases involving serious infractions. Creating a new process for dealing with some high-profile infractions cases was one of several recommendations made last year by the Rice Commission on College Basketball. The commission created in response to an FBI investigation into college basketball recruiting concluded that the NCAA's existing investigation and enforcement structure was filled with potential and perceived conflicts of interest. Five-time Pro Bowl center Ryan Khalil snapped out of retirement yesterday and agreed to terms on a one-year deal with the New York Jets. And after a day off yesterday, the Royals start a three-game series with the Twins at Minnesota tonight. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Craving something deep-fried and served on a stick? It must be State Fair season. It's a closer look at those creative concoctions today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 2nd, the 214th day of the year. Writer James Baldwin was born on this day, and 110 years ago, the U.S. Treasury minted the first Lincoln pennies. It's fair season around the country, and the competition for the most outrageous concoctions that can be served on the go continues unabated. Last year, the Minnesota State Fair had a hit with smoked ice cream, a cold brewed coffee infusion sprinkled with espresso dust and topped with a toasted marshmallow. marshmallow. Inside Out grilled cheese sandwiches were the star of the Indiana State Fair. Brown cheddar cheese on the outside of buttered garlic bread. From bacon-wrapped Twinkies to deep-fried watermelon, crazy fair foods are a bit of an Americana that fairgoers love.